On this week's episode of the Bolts Broadcast, Stammer made it. Be tuned. Season 3, Episode 30 of the Bolts Broadcast. Mike Mitchelson and Chase Crawshaw with you today. Chase, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Doing all right. It was a pretty good day, actually. It's Wednesday when we're recording, the 19th of January, the day off. So I decided to go watch a movie.
Did you go by yourself?
By myself.
I've never done that before.
It was interesting, I'll say, because I had the theater basically to myself. I think there's maybe six other people in it, but I had the whole row to myself. Great. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anyone to my left or right digging in my popcorn because, you know, Friends like to do that at times. And the only thing that I missed with being alone is during the previews, I couldn't look over and be like, hey, that looks good. Because I like doing that a lot.
You could have yelled, hey, doesn't that look good?
But then I actually thought about it at the time, but I knew people would probably be like, oh, we got one of these guys for this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't ever want to be one of those guys.
No, you don't. You definitely don't.
So it was a really good day. Were you down at the rink today?
I was down at the rink today.
How was that?
Good. No issues. One of our players shattered glass today, so we had to clean up that for a little while. I don't know how the kid does not shoot the puck that hard, but anyway, broke the glass. So other than that, nothing too crazy. Just your average day at the rink.
That's something I've been missing in the NHL. I want to see those hits where it just shatters glass.
It doesn't happen anymore.
And what was it in Winnipeg when one of the fans just grabbed, I don't remember, Adam Lowry's helmet or someone's helmet. I don't remember who it was.
It was like Adam Party or something. Does that sound right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't Adam Party a country singer?
I don't know. The guy was
whatever.
The guy was dust. And the dude who grabbed his helmet was hammered.
Gone.
Oh, that was the definition of shit hammered.
Yeah, I mean, the picture with him having the helmet on, a beer in his hand, God, and then so just funny. His eye, he was so zoned. It was fantastic. But on today's episode
It was Adam Party.
There's a party that is country music. Look that up.
Okay. Party.
Yeah.
Country singer. John Party.
John Party, of course.
No idea who that is.
You don't? He sings that one country song that you really like.
No, but here's a picture of the dude.
Yeah, just hammered. Absolutely gone.
So funny.
On today's episode of the Bolts Broadcast, it's going to be a pretty standard episode, but we obviously have to talk about Steven Stamkos heading over to Las Vegas. That's going to be really cool to see after the commercial break.
Wait. Let's rephrase that. He's going to Vegas for the All-Star game. He didn't get traded to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, no.
Then Stamkos heading to Las Vegas. It's like, whoa.
Well, hey, if you listened to last episode, then you probably got it. But if you didn't, you might have been a little shocked there. Yeah. But yeah, last episode we talked about how Steven Stamkos was in the, what do they call it?
Last man in.
Yeah. So, Steven Stamkos got that. We'll tell you who else is joining him over there in Vegas via trade. And then after the commercial break, going to be talking about some NHL updates when it comes to schedules, COVID testing, all that kind of stuff. First up, Stamkos going over to Vegas. He joins Nazem Kadri, Troy Terry, and Jake Guentzel. I think these guys have all had terrific seasons and definitely deserve to be at the All-Star game.
Oh, all four should have been in the first place. Like, I can understand why, like, Stamkos wasn't getting, because he's already got two players on his team. But, like, all these guys were very deserving, so nothing shocking. You know, Nazem Kadri's been the most underrated player in the NHL this year. He's just kind of dominated and doesn't get any love for it because of the player he was in Toronto. You know, he was always good, never great in Toronto, and would take, you know, very costly penalties in the playoffs. And gets suspended for him, of course. So now that he's in Colorado, he's really found a way to elevate his game, and he's playing fantastic, so good for him.
I knew when this was announced, obviously, I knew that Stamkos played phenomenal. Obviously, we cover the Tampa Bay Lightning, so we know that. Nazem Kadri he's been great. Troy Terry really burst onto the scene this year. Jake Guentzel, I didn't really realize what was happening. Apparently, he was on like a 19-game goal streak.
Yeah, he's been completely dominant because they've had nobody score goals but him and Crosby with Malkin out. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, Malkin's back. Things are changing. But yeah, he's been playing really good for Pittsburgh. So, like, all four of these guys are incredibly deserving.
And Jake Guentzel is one of those guys that I think is pretty underrated when it comes to just how everyone see. I think most people see him as like a solid first liner, but don't really see him as like an elite player. But he's been there a couple of times in his career.
That's where it's a shame that the Olympics didn't go on, because he's one of the guys, like, he would have, I guarantee you, at worst, he would have been a second line winger on the Olympic team playing every power play, like at the absolute worst, because that's the level player that he is. And, you know, it's the same thing with Johnny Gaudreau. Johnny Gaudreau thinks that, you know, everyone knows this, that this kid's pretty good. People don't realize that he is literally dominant, one of the best players in the league with how he performs. But, like, he doesn't get the recognition. Those are just two, you know, pretty prime examples of American players that have that treatment.
It might be because they're American.
Maybe. Maybe.
The Canadian media hating on us their love.
Americans, yeah, very well could be.
Mm-hmm. So the All-Star break, the All-Star competition and game should be a lot of fun. Next up, Jamel Smith, put him on waivers. Unfortunately, he won't be landing in Syracuse.
Nope. He is heading to Detroit, going to play with his brother. So that's, you know, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've never done that before. I think they have enough of an age gap where they could, like, that would never really make sense for them to play together. So this could be the first time, you know. You know, best of luck in Detroit. You know, maybe you'll have a better opportunity of playing there than you did here. But, you know, it's not like it's something that's altering our franchise.
Right. Let's look at the game on Tuesday. This was between Tampa and the LA Kings. One that we expected to be a win, but we were a little bit wary about how good their defense and goaltending have been. However, they really couldn't keep up because we put six in on Cal Peterson. So it was a good game that ended with the right team winning.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's so funny, like, if you just read box scores of the Tampa Bay games, because they're almost always outshot. They just know how to score on the shots they take. So yet another game, you're outshot by 11, but it was Tampa's game from puck drop to final whistle. Like, it just flat out. Victor Hedman, you know, hell of a game for the big man. He ended up getting, you know, the first goal of the game, ended up getting one later on, as well as adding an assist. So 3 points on the day, gets first start of the game, played really good.
A lot of fun there to be had. If we look into the future at our upcoming games, we've got two to look at. One taking place on Friday over in Anaheim, and then another Saturday with San Jose, having a little back-to-back there. And it's fitting, all three games being in California. What do we expect out of this game against the Anaheim Ducks? A lot of good, young, talented players over there, like Troy Terry, who we mentioned earlier on in the show, but you've also got Trevor Zegras and Sonny Milano and, you know, others.
I'm not very worried.
No?
No, I think this is a safe Tampa Bay Lightning win. I would assume Gibson gets the nod. You know, maybe we see a little Lucas Dostal action. He's gotten the call-up. He's played two NHL games thus far. You know, I think he had his first win against Detroit the other day. Then he picked up a loss as well. But anyway, I would assume that we're going to get John Gibson here. And I don't know if Brian Elliott gets a nod or if Vasilevsky is just going to be rode all the way through the year, because that's kind of been the case thus far. Mm-hmm. But it really shouldn't matter. It should be a safe win.
Yeah, and special teams is where Anaheim really shines, being top five in both power play and penalty kill, where we know our Tampa Bay Lightning, they've kind of been pretty average when it comes to their special teams play. Sometimes they're great. Sometimes they have nights where they just look absolutely atrocious. So you got to be wary about that. But the Ducks, three-game losing streak, 2-6-2 in their last 10, really struggling recently. Tampa should be able to put this one in the bag. Saturday night's game against San Jose, I just don't really see San Jose as being too talented. I feel like this one should be a Tampa one.
Did you not see Timo Meier put up 5 goals the other day?
I mean, that's great, but I just don't. It's not. San Jose has never been a team that I look at and think, man, this is the team.
No, now,
even when they got Erik Karlsson, I was like, eh.
They've had one or two of those in their existence. That's really about it. you know, I really don't have high expectations either. Timo Meier's not going to have another five-goal game. Like, it just doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, it was the first five-goal game in franchise history. Mm-hmm. You know, every time that these big goal games happen, especially in San Jose, everyone references the Joe Thornton quote from back in the day. Remember that one? Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a good one. But yet again, I think that Tampa comes off of this California road trip 3-0, feeling really good, going into a nice little four-game break.
Who did Timo Meier score the five-goal... Five goals on, excuse me.
It was against the Kings, I believe.
Did any goalies retire?
No. This isn't a Thomas Hurdle flashback.
Okay. Just didn't know. The San Jose Sharks, they've struggled all year on the power play and just overall 5-on-5 scoring goals. So Timo Meier, really the only bright spot recently, and that obviously won't translate.
Right.
Against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I agree. And that would put us on a 6-game win streak, which would be fantastic for our Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break, say hi to our friends over at DraftKings. Hi. And
oh, okay.
I'm going to go to a quick commercial break now. We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Just bet $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. If Sportsbook isn't yet available in your state, you can still get in on all the action of the divisional round. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with the DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code THPN for 56-1 odds at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Thanks to DraftKings for sponsoring the show. And make sure if you have any betting needs to head over to the DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, Chase, let's talk about some of these NHL updates. First, that being with COVID testing.
The NHL will no longer test asymptomatic players.
There you go.
Not as bad as your, misspeech in, was that already in WNP or was that on this show?
That was WNP. It was at the very end.
Yeah.
All I said was, instead of podcast platform, just like that. I was like,
you suck. Blah, you did blah. It twice. But anyway, yeah, asymptomatic players will no longer be tested. I'm not really too surprised this happened. I figure it's going to happen at some point. The NHL sees this as, we've already canceled so many games. We want to keep things rolling with what we know, like, or what really the CDC and science knows about this current, form of the disease, the Omicron virus that's going on around. It's more of something that's just pretty much like your average common cold with, like, lesser symptoms of that, not even, like, as strong as one. So if that's the case, they're hoping that the asymptomatic players can go on still play and not transmit it enough. So this is good. You're only going to get tested when symptoms come up, which, I'm perfectly fine with this if it means games are going to continue getting played. Obviously, if it's a failed experiment and more guys start getting sick, then you got to kind of go back on it. So it's really just going to be a kind of, test trial.
Right. Two things for me is, the first, I was going to be like, if people are asymptomatic, don't they still spread it? Which, yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. But also, I like it because they're keeping up to date with players who are asymptomatic. If they develop symptoms, they're back on the testing list, which I liked.
Yeah.
So an interesting change. I'm sure the players are going to like that so much more than what they're already doing.
Oh, the players have already come out saying that they support it.
Yeah, so it's a good update there for the NHL. The NHL, they also have a scheduling update because with all the game cancellations due to COVID and now there no longer being any Olympics for NHL players, there is a schedule update.
Yeah, so since November 18th up until January 18th, so, 2-month span there, 98 games had been postponed. They now all have new dates. 95 of them are within that February 7th to 22nd window they were supposed to be for the Olympic break. So we're getting the most hockey in there. Still plans to end April 29th as the season originally planned. So nothing should change. You know, it should be, you know, on track as normal, which is good.
Yeah, it's a nice change that was made now knowing that, you know, NHL players aren't going to be there anyways at the Olympics. But it still feels a little upsetting knowing that the players were told they were going to be able to go to the Olympics, and now they can't. So.
Yeah, it sucks. Imagine if the only hockey we could watch for, if they didn't reschedule games here, the only hockey we could watch for 3 weeks was the Olympics that are on at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That would be tough. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find a way to watch them as much as possible. Well, it's not going to be easy. I wake up at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be horrible.
Right. All right, let's now talk about Willie O'Ree. His jersey is being retired by Boston. Willie O'Ree being the first African-American NHLer. And I know that because I did a project on him back in school. So not a big deal.
Yeah, so his number 22 is going up in the rafters. He broke the color barrier, as just mentioned. You know, he had a short career, but ever since he broke the color barrier, he's been pretty proactive in growing the game within, you know, the black community, within minority communities, and places that don't have, you know, the resources that hockey is, you know, it's a very costly sport. The places don't have those types of resources, you know, helping out, give back to those types of communities, get involved in different charities. So Willie O'Ree's been a great humanitarian for the sport of hockey. And, you know, I'm all on board for this. You know, I've definitely got no issue with this at all. It's, you know, it took 60, 65 years, whatever it was. But he's going to be able to see this while he's alive, which is really what matters to me.
Yeah, I love to see it. An absolute trailblazer for the minority community to really get into the game of hockey. So yeah. We love to see that. Next up, let's go over to Montreal. Go over to Montreal and talk about how they've got a new GM over there.
It's just not a talking day for us.
It's really not, which is weird because...
because we're the best.
Yeah. But new GM over in Montreal, and they are 1-0 under the new GM, or 2-0 now? I think 1-0.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean shit, though. The GM doesn't change
anything. No, he does. They're 1-0 under the new GM.
So Kent Hughes has been hired as general manager. If you don't know the name Kent Hughes...
is Jack and Quinn's dad?
No.
And Luke?
No. Oh. He is a pretty prominent player agent. Represents, you know, names, or represented, I should say, Patrice Bergeron, Timmy Blake, Chris Letang, Anthony Beauvillier, Darnell Nurse. So, you know, a good list of names, and this is really every agent's dream. Almost every agent in the NHL wants to become a GM one day, and this happens very rarely. It's happened, you know, only a handful of times, maybe 3 or 4 times total. I can only think of 2 off the top of my head. But it's still a pretty cool thing. The 18th GM in Montreal Canadiens history. My only issue with what I've seen thus far, there's a press conference, I think it's still going on right now, his like introductory one, and I saw a tweet mentioning that he's not going to commit to a rebuild or a retool. He's just going to try to put out the most competitive roster every single season, regardless, try to find a way to win no matter what, which, you know, like, yeah, that's what you got to do in pro sports. You got to try to win, but in a sport like hockey, you have to go through a rebuild, retool to get there. It's not like football where you get immediate impact guys out of the draft, so you can change things in one season, really. Where hockey, you can't. It's got to be a 2-3, maybe even 4 season, at least, type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, look at Edmonton. Yeah. I mean, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, 2 of the top 5 players in the world right now, and they're going through a lot of struggles. Leon Draisaitl was talking to a reporter that
Yeah, I forgot to write that down.
Asking some questions and was being a little bit... they were both being a little snarky towards each other.
Yeah, Jim Mathis was a reporter. He's a Hall of Fame reporter. But, yeah, you know, he's trying to get him to kind of throw guys under the bus. I'm fine with the question, but when you get a kind of – expect a kind of snarky answer from a guy like this and just move on. Don't even feed back. But, like, when you're asking him essentially to kind of throw guys under the bus, like, say why – tell us why you're losing, who on your team's making you lose. And he's like, yeah, we should be better everywhere. And, you know, he goes, why you gotta be so pissy?
Yeah.
Like what kind of reporter says that to a player? That was embarrassing, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then Leon was like, I gave you an answer. He's like, it wasn't a good one. Yeah. Why are you doing that? That's just going to get the guy more angry. So
people are backing him up, and I'm all for, like, you know, having this relationship between players and the media and stuff, and, like, letting media be able to ask questions, the freedom of speech type of thing, you know. But at the same time, it's not a very good question. It's not an original question. Mm-hmm. It's not a thought-provoking question. It's a question that's asked to all sorts of players, coaches, GMs throughout history. you know, find something that, like, ask a question that's going to make you stand out, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, so find someone that's going to make a difference. Don't just do this stupid generic bullshit answers, because that's what irritates players. Players will answer a unique question, even if it's, like, something they don't want to give an answer to. If it's a unique question phrased a certain way where it's, like, brand new to them, they're going to be more inclined to answer it.
And I learned in my journalism classes, because I'm a professional journalist, you got to make connections with players before you start asking them questions that are, you know, going to get them real riled up and stuff, because you just lose a connection like that.
Yep.
Like, I guarantee Leon Draisaitl is not going to be happy to answer any more questions.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, no.
So you just got to try to make a good relationship with players. And then, like Chase said, the way you do that is by having those type of questions that stand out and are interesting to answer. But, going back to it, you got to go through the rebuild, because if you just try to get two stud players, it doesn't always work out like we see in Edmonton.
Right.
All right, hockey name of the day now. Let's see what we got here. That last name's not going to be fun. We got Christian. Or is it Christian? Christian Yurtima. Yurtima.
It's Christian. He's Finnish, but they still say it, Christian. Christian Yurtima. Christian Yurtima.
So a more boring version. We're like, Yurt.
No, Yurtima. It's Yurtima. So Christian, Yurtima, was a Finnish goalie. He still is alive. He's not dead. He's only 28 years old. How
will you rephrase that?
Yeah. But, you know, he last played in Austria for the Junior Capitals in the U20. You know, retired from there, played 1 year of high school hockey in Minnesota. No, nothing too special of a player. Didn't really play internationally. Obviously stopped at a young age, so wasn't going too far. Who knows what he's doing nowadays? I don't know. We will not be seeing him in the NHL anytime soon.
Yurtima.
Great. Great.
All right, well, that's going to do it for the show. Chase, you know, do your thing.
I'll do my thing. As always, I want to thank you guys for listening. If you want to check us on Patreon, support us over there. We'd really appreciate it. If you want to follow us on Twitter, @BoltsBroadcast, it's @BoltsBroadcast. I'm giving Mike the middle finger. If you want to follow us on Twitter, @BoltsBroadcast, you just made me mess up right there.
Uh-oh.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, WNP, you know, the WP Podcast is WNP Podcast. Make sure the Hockey Podcast Network's Twitter account as well, you know, what is it?
HockeyPodNet.
That's what it is. Yeah, you got me real frazzled now.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's @HockeyPodNet. That is @HockeyPod. I was just testing you.
Oh.
But yeah, either way, make sure you go to HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. Follow the podcast network there. Boom, click the logo. Listen easy peasy lemon squeezy. Wherever you're listening, if you raise 5 stars, send us your questions, comments, concerns. We'd really appreciate it. Whatever you do, never forget to use code THPN when you sign up. DraftKings.
You do that 2 times a week. How do you get that wrong?
How do you not speak English correctly?
We'll talk to you next time.